Hearing me now, are we on? Are we on? Red generally means stop. And okay,
there we go.
Right. Got you. All right, this is a quasi judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony this morning will please sign in to the book if you haven't already. And these proceedings will be recorded this morning. Decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals are final, but challenges to these decisions may go to the Superior Court of Chatham County, and those decisions, those challenges or appeals must be filed within 30 days. Right. All right. Shall we stand and say the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands under God, indivisible, liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right. Approval of minutes. First, let me say to staff, thank you so much for typing out those minutes. I appreciate it. I know it's a burden, but it was very helpful. Having said that, has everyone had a chance to review the minutes? Are there any changes or edits that need to be made? Hearing none, can I hear a motion to approve?
Mr. Chairman, it's Mr. Vineyard. Since I said a lot at that meeting, I'll move.
We know.
I will move to approve the minutes.
All right. Second?
Second.
All right. Voice vote, please. All in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
All opposed? And I neglected to take the roll. The chairman is here, obviously. Ms. Ross, you're here. Ms. Stone, you're here.
Present.
Mr. Vineyard, you're here.
Here.
Mr. Pelote.
Present.
Mr. Field. And Mr. Drayton.
Present.
All right. So we have, obviously, a quorum this morning. All right. Now, Mr. Lotson, I see there's one matter that needs to be removed from the agenda.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman. 164 Laurel Green Court. The petitioner chose to withdraw that item. They're going to be revising their plan in lieu of requesting a variance.
All right. Any questions? If not, may I hear a motion to remove that matter?
So moved.
Second.
All right. All in favor? Good. All opposed? None. Now we're to the regular agenda. This is 225 Stone Bridge Drive, rear yard setback variance request. Mr. Lotson, may we hear from staff?
Yes, sir. Thank you. The petitioner, Jeff Barnes, 225 Stone Bridge Drive, is requesting variance to allow a 15-foot reduction of the required 25-foot rear yard setback. This request is pursuant to an addition on the rear of an existing single-family residence. The property is approximately a third of an acre in size. It's located at the intersection of Stonebridge Drive and Landward Way in the Battery Point subdivision. This is a map of the subject property at the corner. The property, as you can see in this map, is in a regularly shaped lot in phase four of Battery Point. This phase was developed primarily in the early and mid 1990s. A unique feature of the properties, specifically the ones around the lagoon identified on the map, are the property boundaries. Typically, a stormwater feature like the one you see here in this map would be a separate parcel, would be platted separately, and would be owned by the homeowners association or the developer. In this case, the property lines, as you can see, intersect at a point within the lagoon, which is out of the ordinary. The side property lines begin to converge on the subject property as you move beyond the rear of the house, which is here. And although the front of this building essentially faces Landward Way, it does have a storm bridge address, which is here. The proposed renovations include an office and a above-grade deck to be constructed at the rear, replacing an existing porch. The office is proposed to be 334 square feet in size, and the deck, which would have a garage area below, is proposed to be 389 square feet in size. Per the Chatham County tax assessor records, the existing structure is approximately 1,600 square feet, and the existing porch on the rear is 10 by 10. So the building elevation you see here, which at the peak of the roof is about 19 feet in height, is the proposed addition. The proposed encroachments, probably best seen here, are at this location. And going back just for a second to the boundaries of the parcel, the rear property line for the purposes of setback variance, setback measurements begin parallel to the rear of the structure, which is here. So everything from here roughly back would be considered the rear of the lot versus the side or front. This is an aerial photograph of the property, which shows the existing porch that would be removed and replaced with the proposed office and proposed deck. This is a street view from the intersection of Landward Way and Stonebridge Circle. This is from Stonebridge, looking at the rear of the structure, where the existing porch is as it relates to the closest building, the home to the north of the subject property. Another photo from that same area. The property, although irregularly shaped, does meet the minimum lot area and lot width requirements of the ordinance. And while varying the rear yard setback on this property may be justifiable, staff finds that the amount of encroachment is driven by the size and orientation of the design of the additions. And just for clarity on this exhibit, the proposed office is here, and the proposed deck is in this location. The application of the required rear yard setback on this property does not create a hardship. The residence is conforming, and it is similar to other residences in the neighborhood from the square footage standpoint. The properties in the block are unusually platted, but this condition exists throughout the neighborhood. And staff finds that the relief requested, which is approximately a 60% variance from the required setback, is a higher level of variance than we believe is needed. The intent of the setback is to provide adequate separation between buildings. The proposed addition would be 10 feet from the rear property line and would be approximately 19 feet in height. The closest property that I mentioned was the building to the north of the subject property. Let's show you that. This home is approximately 45 feet, linear feet from wall to wall between the subject property and the existing adjacent property. And as I mentioned, the addition would be at 10 feet from the rear property line. With those findings and based on the review criteria, staff is recommending denial of the request for the rear yard setback variance at 225 Stonebridge Drive, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Watson, has there been any commentary from?
Let me mention that too. Thank you, Ms. Ross. We didn't receive any calls or comments from neighbors. The applicant did provide on yesterday a list of, I believe it was five neighbors, a letter he brought with him today that were in support of his application.
All right. Any other questions of staff? Hearing none, can we hear from the petitioner, please? Would you state your names, please?
Hey, good morning. I'm Amanda Barnes.
I'm Jeff Barnes.
All right. Would you raise your right hands for me, please? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. You've got the floor.
Okay.
All right. So we do have two copies from our neighbors that we're happy to share today. We actually have, I think, 9 signatures from all of our surrounding properties that are in favor. Since the sign was put in the yard, we've had multiple people stop by as they like walk their dogs or ride bikes with their kids or whatever, and ask what the sign is for and what we're doing. And we've explained it to them. Everyone's in favor. Everyone has said, wow, that's really cool. Even in speaking to a couple of our neighbors, they've been asked since the sign was put in our yard, and they've told other neighbors what our intent is. And it seems that the entire, at least our half of the neighborhood, I won't speak for everybody, but anyone who stopped to ask our neighbors has replied with, that's really awesome. We hope that goes through for you. So we've been really open. Sorry. We've been really open and forthcoming with anyone who has stopped, anyone who has, you know, spoken to our neighbors, and we've got nothing but really awesome feedback from the neighborhood. Anything you want to add?
Okay. I think you summed it up.
All right. Questions of this petitioner, or either one of them?
I haven't seen the signatures yet, but does that include your rear neighbor?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
I think he's 223 Stonebridge Drive on there. His name's Chris.
Okay.
So what about, excuse me?
I think he'd have the ox most likely to be gored by this.
What about the one on the other side?
On there, we have neighbors to the left, the front, the back, and the right across the road. Both okay. Houses across. Anybody that has visual of this addition is signed this paper.
Okay.
In your conversations with your neighbors, did you show them the plans?
The ones that asked for it, yes, but we kind of explained exactly what we're doing.
The ones that just stopped by,
that's going to be, you know, like tall, and
it'll be the same height as our house.
It'll be the same height as our house. The roof's just going to come evenly
out. Mm-hmm. Right.
Straight out.
Only be 10 feet from your neighbor.
Correct. Well, 10 feet off of our property line.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had extensive conversations with that neighbor that lives in that house directly behind us. We've actually, through this process, gotten closer to them, and they haven't had a single issue with it.
Just curious, what influenced the sizing of what you've planned for? Because I think staff's concern is that you're asking for a bit more variance than would typically be allowed. So did you consider making it a bit smaller and recessed away from the...
There's going to be a laundry room in there as well. And that's on the drawing too. So we allotted for that. We have 3 kids, and our 2 boys shared a room, and our middle kid decided he didn't want to share a room anymore. So we took our bonus room and turned it into a bedroom for him with a closet and built a new wall. So Amanda works from home. I work from home maybe half of a day. And so we were like, where are we going to put our computer? Where are we going to, you know, have a desk? Because she has to be on camera for her entire day of work. So we figured our laundry room is in a closet.
Having a house that was built in the 90s, the laundry rooms were much smaller.
Yeah.
Being a family of 5, you need the XL washer and dryer, which does not fit in the footprint of a 1996 home. No. So while we were building on, this is our one chance. We're throwing all of our eggs in one basket to do one build on. We plan to live in this residence until both of us perish off the face of this earth. that's our plan. But we need to accommodate a laundry room that will house the washer and dryer for 5 people.
Have you considered more living space rather than deck space here? Just question.
Really?
Okay.
It just kind of, that's how, when we met with the architect that drew out the plans, that's kind of how it came out.
That's my question. How come the deck is so big?
Yeah.
That's a really big deck.
We currently have a big deck on the back. And we spend a lot of time out there as a family year round. We do have the pond view where we feed the turtles and we watch the fish. We have a ton of fish that jump up out of the pond. We spend a lot of time out there, and we wanted a bigger deck to replace the big deck that we would be ripping down.
But is it
looks like the new deck is larger than the old deck.
It shouldn't be, because the deck we have now takes up that entire space where the addition is. Let's see. How big is, I thought he was like 3 foot.
This is the room.
Can we go back to the photos?
Mr. Long?
Go ahead.
Sorry.
It's all right.
We have to put the dice.
This is an aerial that shows the existing deck. The stairs down to the grade. And
can you tell me what the distance from the bottom of the stairs to the actual, how far off from the setback are those, do you know?
Is that the new stairs or the old, or the existing?
Existing. Oh, the existing. I don't think there's a measurement provided for the existing stairs.
Just curious, from a design standpoint, could the deck go west, wider, and not be quite so long and narrow and close to the setback?
I think I know what you mean.
Honestly, I think that would give you more open space as well. I mean, it looks like you've got a fair amount of the deck underneath the proposed addition. Or so if you put the deck sideways, lengthwise.
Do you mean this section right here, like removing that section? I'm assuming you can see this.
Yeah. So where you are.
Yeah.
So bring your arrow up to where the steps are.
Like at the top of the stairs, is that where you're
going? Yeah. So could you take that out, that line out,
make
just a little bit?
Make it bigger?
Yeah, make it wider.
Make it wider this way.
Maybe make it, let's say make it square instead of rectangular.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yep.
There's, you know, things might be great with your current neighbor. You have no idea how long that person's going to live there. Next person who comes in, I read because I drove by. I'm that person.
That's okay. We expected somebody to.
But by my read, you know, it looks like even though that's sort of the perhaps less populated side of your neighbor's house, mm-hmm. that one little tiny window.
Yeah.
So you're not going to really affect their view or their enjoyment so much. But I'm just trying to think of sort of protecting you going into the future, just in case.
Yeah.
And I actually think you'd get more use out of a square deck
mm-hmm.
than a rectangular one, because look at how much of your space is.
If it's that piece of the decking, I think we would be willing to cut that piece off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I get it with the home
and just
office.
Keep it even with the build.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it with the office. My kids have 5 children. They've definitely got the XL washer and dryer.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we used to have the XL, but Maytag decided to change the footprint and then made the bottom of it bigger.
Oh, yeah.
So now we can't close laundry room doors.
That's called planned obsolescence, I believe. And of course, you know, in a perfect world for me, if you could shrink the footprint of the home office just a little bit, but I see what you're trying to accomplish.
I think if you push the deck back, even with the actual home office, so they kind of flush up the deck protruding out,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe take it this way, so you don't really have to lose much of your deck square footage, I think it would definitely set well or set better for the neighborhood. Because the houses are, looking at the aerial map, the houses, a lot of them are close. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah.
They're tied in there.
Yeah.
Mr. Lotson, if they moved, if they added X space on what I would say is the right-hand side, taking it off the rear, is that going to impact, where's their lot? How close can they be to their lot line over on that side?
Over here?
Yes, sir. Do they have room to expand the deck over there?
They do have some room. I believe they've got, and I'm going to have to verify this, it may be a 5-foot side yard setback. But that's what'll have to be determined, is how much room they've got to work with in terms of a redesign. We did not consider that when we were reviewing this, but that option does exist.
5-foot setback was my read on it, but.
But I guess I would like to add that as we, you know, have this discussion, I think the board will, that's, you know, need to get to either a decision on today's request, or allowing the applicant an opportunity to consider a redesign at a future meeting.
I can't speak for the rest of the board, but that would be my recommendation, is, you know, continue this for a month. I know that's going to be a pain in terms of you wanting to get results for like spring break or summer vacation and kids are more present. That'd be my suggestion.
Can we hear from the applicants on that point?
So I'm willing to cut off the back of the deck and not expand it any further and keep it as it is, chopping off that back to keep it flush with the built-in if we don't have to come back. We're already 8 months into this between contractors and being denied a permit. I'll eat the square footage and deal with it if we could just get it approved.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no problem.
I mean, eating square footage, eating it off a deck is not going to make or break my life. But getting an office where I can work and do my job effectively, where my income does impact our family, that is big for me.
All right, Mr. Lotson, where does that leave us?
Well, I was going to go there and show you what we've got now as proposed. Are these two points are the closest points of encroachment. So the existing residence, this distance, we're still talking about the same variance amount.
Right.
You know, in terms of what they're requesting today, because the way of this angled rear property line or setback line. The board could move to allow a variance with a condition related to the depth of the deck, if that makes sense. That's within the board's purview.
So we would leave the uppermost corner of the living area space, as I call it, that. Yes.
Here, right.
There's no suggestion that be moved, as I understand it.
Yeah.
All right. So the suggestion is that we move the deck back even with the living area.
With the
all right.
Living area.
All right. How do we? Okay. Any other questions, I should say?
It's your bailiwick.
My bailiwick.
Oh,
thank
your
you.
Bailiwick.
Okay. All right. It's petitioner's bailiwick, I think.
Yeah.
Is there anyone online this morning or on the phone? No one. And no one else here, obviously, this morning.
Maybe a little nervous. You're doing it.
What are you doing? Okay.
See everybody.
You as well. Thank you.
So discussion by board members before we move to a vote and how we fashion a motion here. No discussion? All right. Well, yeah, yes, you can offer a motion. I'm kind of stickly about these motions when we have changes. So let's define it carefully, if we may.
Yeah, no, we're not. We're
all proposed by the board approves the variance for the home office subject to the northern line of the deck being shortened to
make your motion, please.
Okay, I think we've got this. Mr. Chairman, I move that the board approves the encroachment of the home office subject to the encroachment of the deck being reduced so that the northern border of the deck is parallel with the northern border of the home office addition.
We have a second by Ms. Field. All right, roll call vote. Mr. Plute.
Aye.
All right, Ms. Ross.
Aye.
Ms. Stone.
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard.
Aye.
Hey, Ms. Field, you obviously are aye. Mr. Drayton.
Aye.
And chair votes aye. You've got your approval.
Thank you.
Go forward.
We appreciate it.
I'll be driving by.
Because I'm outside a lot.
Come sit on the deck. Gotcha.
That went off for being flexible.
Thank you. Yeah.
It makes our job easier.
It does. So what's our
so what happened now?
No, I don't like being Solomon. That's not easy. No. But
drawing. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for the community. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, next matter on the agenda is nomination of officers for 2023. Mr. Lotson, how do we go about this? The
chair can open up the floor to nominations. Either a motion maker can provide a slate for chair and vice chair, or an individual vote for either position.
All right, I will open up the floor for discussion and nominations. Comments? No.
That's
so you're saying you're going to put this burden and monkey on my back again. And
Chairman,
the smaller monkey is on Mr. Vineyard's back,
absolutely.
Right?
Okay. I offer as a new slate the current slate.
All right.
And Mr. Corsi, I enjoy working with you most of the time.
Most of the time. Last meeting accepted. All right, can we hear a vote on the, yes, pardon?
Second.
Second. Oh, I'm sorry. Vote, all in favor.
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed. So we go forward with it. All right, any other business, Mr. Lotson?
That is all.
Very good. Easy meeting this morning. We are adjourned.
I want to say it is a pleasure